Well, you also participate in what's happening as far as the vision for Kauai. Can you maybe enlighten us as to what you're supporting and what you're moving with as far as a vision for quote-unquote Kauai?
Well, this little group, Vision for Kauai, Vision 2020, of looking ahead 20 years and finding out in our minds what the island's going to be like, what the people are going to be like, who's going to come to the island, what they're going to do once they arrive, has worked out extremely well. We've been meeting for now 2 years. First every month and now every other month. And we sit around and talk and look ahead. And out of it has come these Aloha posters. You've seen them?
Yes.
And we recently asked Larry Rivera to create a song. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's
but
a beautiful
Larry.
Song. And he sung it before the county council the other day. Mm. Really nice song of the Aloha spirit. And it's called the Kauai Anthem. So Kauai now has an anthem, which all the school children will sing in every school. And we were going to ask Larry to go around and teach the children. Mm. And you know, he's our state treasure of been singing for so many, many, many years. And so we're very enthusiastic about that. We do our part to help the community. We have been printing these little Aloha cards,
yes,
hundreds of thousands of them. It's very easy for us to do because we print it right along with our magazine, and they've been distributed. Also, recently we've done something else for the island. We've been working with community to create a drug-free Kauai CD along with six posters, which you'll be seeing on all community bulletin boards.
Oh.
And this CD is sort of a scared straight CD. It shows the consequences of what will happen to a young person, or to anyone, matter of fact, mm-hmm. if they take ice or start on one kind of drug or another. So we interviewed the chief of police, some bike squad detectives, and they told us step by step what they do and how they set up a sting operation. And the the mayor is giving an interview. We have a DQ Jackson, who works for the emergency room at the hospital, mm. gives a chilling report on people coming in dead on arrival because they live too far away from the hospital. And four inmates of KCCC, two ladies and two men, give their experience and their own voice. And then we show the Hindu, Buddhist, Shinto's point of view of karma, which is very, very important, and how it plays a part of the karmic chain. If somebody gets started, if you start somebody on drugs and then they kill somebody, you're party of the part karmically. Maybe not legally, but karmically you are, and karmically responsible.